The massive Fort McMurray wildfire is still raging in Canada, much of Alberta in a state of emergency. More than 80,000 people have had to evacuate. And now the Royal Canadian Mounted Police are starting to escort convoys of people who initially evacuated north, now bringing them back south through the fire zone to a safer area. Police say it could take 4 days. Odeanna Elwand is with the Edmonton Journal. She's up there on the road herself. Odeanna, tell us more about those convoys.
Police are evacuating 50 vehicles at a time south on Highway 63, and they say that they're hoping to move 1,500 vehicles throughout the day today.
Wow. And of course, you know, you'd want to escort them rather than let them go it alone, because in previous days, people have run out of gas, and that wall of fire, it, you know, potentially is there all the time. What else are people saying to you that you meet? I mean, this is unbelievable.
Yes, I've met a ton of people. Some people have said, you know, they've told me the things that they've fled their homes with. A woman left with her daughter's graduation dress and her framed wedding photograph and the 8mm tapes of her children when they were younger. And I said, you know, why did you leave with your daughter's grad dress? She said, well, it's custom made, it's so expensive, and I'm still hoping that she can graduate. Mm. But at this point, we don't know if people are going to be able to return anytime soon. Her daughter's graduation's in June, and by the looks of the footage that we've seen from inside Fort McMurray, it doesn't look like that's going to happen right now. Mm. I met a guy named Bert, a 72-year-old retired heavy equipment operator, and he, you know, he was a little stubborn. He said, no, I'm just going to sleep in my truck outside Fort McMurray, and, you know, when everything's good, I'll drive back in. Then I called him again yesterday, and he told me, well, when sparks started flying around me, I knew it was time to get out. It was too close for comfort. Mm.
Chad Morrison, Alberta's manager of wildfire prevention, said, let me be clear, air tankers dropping water are not going to stop this fire. It's going to continue to push through these dry conditions until we get some rain. Is there any rain in the forecast?
Well, right now the sun is shining. It's warming up. I'm in shorts. I don't think that's happening anytime soon.
Yeah. Odeanna Elwand of the Edmonton Journal, thank you.
Thanks a lot.